NHS forgets black skin. The Black Lives Matter movement has empowered many black, Asian and minority ethnic, BAME, people to speak up about the struggles they face, and to seek equality in a system that disadvantages us. One of the most basic outcomes of equality is representation, to see yourself, and those that share your skin color and culture in all aspects of public life. Some of the more insidious consequences of a lack of representation appear in a part of the system that we believe to be egalitarian and fair, our excellent NHS. Consider the following scenario. You notice that your child has a rash. You take them to your nearest doctor's surgery for advice. The professional looks at the rash, asks about other symptoms, and diagnoses your child with X. Imagine if in this scenario, the doctor has almost never seen what condition X looks like on skin as dark as your child's. That despite 5 to 6 years and thousands of hours of intense training, they can count on two hands the number of reference images with black skin. I'm a student at the School of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Sciences at Cardiff University. I'm halfway through my course. I can count on a single hand the number of reference photos for skin conditions on black skin. I regularly must refer to other unverified sources to access reference images, despite my cohort consisting of at least 25% BAME students. This is the reality facing black people in the UK in 2020. Representation isn't just about optics, and seeing more people in various positions in society, as much as it would be welcomed. But making sure that BAME people are considered in every aspect of life that white people are, and especially so when lives depend on it. Ibrahim Yassin, Newport.